Hi, welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 73 for December 31st, 2006, the final episode of the year. Coming up in a few minutes.
It's all about practice. You've just got to crack open the casks and just keep sampling them day in, day out until you, you know, start to be able to do it yourselves.
That's Jillian Howell, a rarity in the whiskey business. While there are women who run distilleries, Jillian is one of the few women to actually run the stills. She's the lead distiller at the Welsh Whiskey Company, which makes Penderyn Single Malt, the first whiskey to come out of Wales in more than 100 years. More with Jillian in a minute, but first, let's look at the news. It's been a quiet week because of the holidays, and that's led various reporters to ask about the status of the talks between White & Mackay and Indian drinks magnate Vijay Mallya. While I've previously pledged to not say another word about this story until there's a signed contract, apparently the talks are still underway and may lead to that signed contract sometime in January. Again, more word when there's actually a deal to announce. There is another deal that's been completed. Diageo has formed a joint venture with India's Radico Khaitan, and the India Times reports that the venture is expected to produce a whiskey brand for the Indian market. Whiskey sales in India have been growing at between 8 and 10% a year and may skyrocket if the country's tariffs on imported whiskey and other spirits are lowered. As I've reported before, the European Union and India are in a cooling-off period before the World Trade Organization steps in to resolve the dispute over those tariffs. The boys behind the revitalized Scotch Whiskey Review have a new issue in the mail. It's the first subscribers-only issue, and if you're into irreverent commentary on whiskey, it's a must-read. I won't spoil any of the details for you, but there's a link to the review's website at whiskeycast.com. That's also where you'll find a complete calendar of events for the new year. Just a few of the highlights for January. The Park East Grill in New York will hold a Glenrothes tasting and dinner on January 8th. Dramfest 07 will be held in Christchurch, New Zealand on the weekend of January 23rd. Mainly Malts in the Yorkshire town of Bawtry will hold a Burns dinner and tasting featuring whiskies from Douglas Lang & Company on the 25th. The Scotch Malt Whiskey Society will hold Burns dinners in Harrogate on the 25th and Liverpool on the 26th. And the Victoria Whiskey Festival will be held on the 26th and 27th in Victoria, British Columbia. If you have an event you'd like to add to the list, just email me. The address is comments@whiskeycast.com. I've featured Penderyn and the Welsh Whiskey Company on several episodes of Whiskey Cast. In fact, Penderyn's Dr. Jim Swan was one of the guests on the very first episode. It's an unusual distillery, in more ways than one. Of course, it brought whiskey distilling back to Wales for the first time in a century, and it has one of the youngest distillers in the business at the stills. Jillian Howell is also one of the few women in the world making whiskey. I talked with her earlier this fall in Toronto. Tell me how you get involved in whiskey with no background in it whatsoever. How do you wind up being the distiller at Penderyn?
A couple of random turn of events, really. I graduated from Cardiff University with a chemistry degree, not knowing really what to do after that. I went travelling for a bit, and when I came back from travelling, I was looking around for jobs on the internet, and I sort of got taken onto this website, and it had a job advertised for the trainee distiller and production sort of manager at Penderyn Distillery. And I read the description and thought, that sounds wonderful. It sounds like the ideal job. Sent my CV off, went for an interview, went up to the distillery, met the entire distillery team, which is only about 10 of us. And it was actually the first day that they had first filtered the whiskey as well. And Jim Swan was there, who's now my mentor and is teaching me the nosing and tasting side. So I just got on really well with them. They wanted to have somebody with a scientific background, so that was that my chemistry degree came in handy there, and that was it really. So from that moment on, I started off on a 10-week sort of placement, and then that was nearly 3 years ago. So it's very much on the job training from there on in, and just learning off everybody at the distillery already, and Jim and people in the industry. So,
had you had any experience with whiskey before that?
Not really, no. It was I had a glass thrust into my hand on the day of the interview, and obviously I'd tasted whiskies before, but I hadn't really sort of been involved in it as much as I am now. So clearly now it's my job and part of my life now to be involved with it. So,
what's it like working with Jim Swann?
Oh, it's brilliant. Jim is a lovely guy and is so knowledgeable. I mean, every time you speak to him, you learn so much off the guy. He's fantastic, and he's trying his hardest to teach me the sort of the art side of it all, of the nosing and tasting of the casks, and you know, choosing when barrels are ready for, you know, full maturation, and which casks complement each other and things like that. So he's an excellent guy.
A few weeks later, I caught up with Jim Swann and got Jillian's performance review.
Well, she keeps me right, you know. She makes sure I get things right. She keeps track of everything wonderfully. Very good nose, very good blend. Going to be a very good blender. She's coming up very fast, and very, very organised young lady.
She got a lot of potential.
Oh, tremendous potential. Yeah, she's going to be a great asset, and she is an asset. She's going to be an even better one. She's still young, you know.
How hard is it to teach somebody to be a good nose and a good blender?
It's a matter of experience and coming in with the right statements at the right time. You need a good nose, but most people actually have a nose that is good enough. It's training the nose and learning to recognise smells and learning how things blend together and the effect that they will have. Just so your gut instinct kind of comes through when you're facing a problem, how to solve it. You know, you just know from experience what to do. Jillian's learning that fast, but it does take time.
And with only 3 years on the job, there are still a lot of lessons to be learned. You talked about learning the art of it. You obviously know the science. How hard has it been to learn the art of whiskey?
It is quite hard, actually. It's all about remembering what it was like last time, basically, and logging in key smells, key flavours, and, well, making lots of notes, and just practice. It's all about practice. So you've just got to crack open the casks and just keep sampling them day in, day out until you start to be able to do it yourself. So,
getting more confident in that?
A little bit more. I still got a lot to do, and I've still got a lot of going around and learning at other distilleries as well, which we've got a sort of program of work which I'm aiming for back in the distillery. So I've still got a lot to do, but it's exciting, and it's good to be involved with a company that's very very much at the beginning. So, you know, I got in just before they launched the whiskey, and it's been amazing ever since, really. You know, it's ongoing and exciting times.
If I remember correctly, and I could be wrong about this, I think you may be the only woman running a distillery anywhere in the UK. Is that the case?
There's lots of women involved in the industry. There's certainly plenty in the production side of it, but as to be the distiller, I think I'm probably one of the only ones. If not, there's probably very few of us. But the team behind me is excellent. They're, you know, superb. Great support network back at Penderyn, and you know, it's just, I haven't had any issues with it. Everyone's been very welcoming, and I think it's a sort of an advantage, really. It's a point of difference, so it's good.
There's a link to the Penderyn website at whiskeycast.com. Since this is the final episode of 2006, let me take a minute to thank you for listening over the past year. I know I've learned a lot about whiskey from producing WhiskeyCast, and I hope you've learned a lot as well. If you have comments or ideas for stories, or just want to tell me where I've gotten something wrong, I'd like to hear from you. My email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. And if you like the show, please consider posting a comment on the WhiskeyCast page in the iTunes Music Store or at your favorite podcast directory. And of course, tell a friend or two. Here's to the year just passed and to the year just beginning. May it be a happy, healthy, and abundant new year for you and your family. That's all for this edition of WhiskeyCast. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.